It's time for the food mensch. We're already talking, but time for Arthur Schwartz, the food mensch on Robin Hood Radio. Hello, Arthur Schwartz, the food mensch. All right, so we're talking about...
Well, I got it in my head several weeks ago, if not longer, that I had to get a really good chicken pot pie. Now, I have a thing for chicken pot pie. My mother used to buy them at the Horn and Hardart retail store. Does anybody remember that Horn and Hardart, the automat?
Yeah, they were
also great. Had retail stores.
Had no idea.
Oh, well, they had a children's program. I think it was called the Children's Hour. I don't know, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. And it was sponsored by Horn and Hardart, Less Work for Mothers. We don't remember this ad line, Less Work for Mothers. I mean, for so many years, it was a joke. But I guess the culture has forgotten this. But it was the commercial for the Horn and Hardart retail stores, which sold a lot of things. Among them, very good, as I remember, but I was a kid, chicken pot pie. Now, Bob just yelled out Swanson. I'm sure my mother probably... I can't be sure, probably, but I'm sure my mother at some point served us Swanson
and not Stouffer's, because that was what that was the go. Swanson's was, but Stouffer's was primo.
Oh, Stouffer's was out of our class.
Okay.
Nowadays, I don't think so. I don't know. Does Stouffer's still make? I have
oh,
to
Stouffer's
look.
Stouffer's still makes, but I'm...
A chicken pot pie. Well, the big is Marie Callender. Now, they're not bad, Marie Callender. But what I've been eating for years now, and since they introduced it, which I have to say was when I was still an editor at the Daily News, so we can date that. If I think about it, Kentucky Fried Chicken makes, on a good day, a very good chicken pot pie. On a bad day, it's too gluey, but it tastes good, but it's too thick. I don't like these overly thickened fillings for chicken pot pie. So, anyway, I had to make some. Let's start with chicken broth. Now, if I did it the right way, and I did it partly the right way, this is a two-day operation. The partly the right way is I bought the pastry. Pillsbury makes these round sheets of pie pastry, and I thought that would be good. We'll get back to that. But the filling is the all-important part, I always feel. Now, that's not true. The pastry is important, too. So, to make the filling, I had to first have some good chicken broth, which I was out of. So I usually have it in the freezer, but I needed to make it anyway. So I'm thinking, oh, this is a good day to make the chicken pot pie. So I made my broth, which I do with chicken backs, the trimmings from my butcher's selling chicken breasts to everybody. And then you have these nice meaty bones. You throw them in a pot with an onion, a carrot or two, a celery stick or two. You skim it first. You bring the water to a boil. You will have ugly-looking, we'll call it froth, to be polite. That's not the word I usually use. But actually, I often use the Yiddish word schmutz. So it's chicken schmutz. Anyway, you skim that off, and then you can add your vegetables and simmer it away for at least 2 hours. I used to, and have been for years now, simmering it for many hours, 6 hours, which ends up being a really good bone broth, meaning once that's cold, it is a firm gel. But lately, I'm liking the taste better if I only cook it two and a half hours. That's the broth. Then you need chicken. So let me say, I roast chicken frequently, at least once a week. I spatchcock, which means I butterfly the chicken, spread it out in a pan, 450, you've heard this a million times, 450 degrees for about 40 minutes for a 3.5 to 4 pound chicken. Lots of luck finding a 3.5 pound chicken these days, but a 4 pound chicken. And the leg thigh joint is enough for me, and it's enough for Bob. And then we have these two nice breasts left. And I would normally make a chicken pot pie with those two leftover breasts. By the way, I do take off the wings. I do like to nibble on the wings. So it was really just beautiful white breast meat. But I decided this time to poach the chicken. I don't know what got into me. I think it was that there was a complaint or two lately that the chicken was too tough. Well, that it wasn't, and believe me, it wasn't. But it wasn't. It was pleasantly chewable. I buy good chickens. They're not like falling off the bone before they're cooked. So I decided to poach the chicken, which is to say, I put it in a pot just big enough to fit it. I poured on my good, nice now chicken broth to cover it. That was a little over a quart, and I brought it to a simmer and very gently cooked it, meaning the water barely gave me bubbles, little bubbles coming to the top, not any like, you know, rushing boil. And I did that for an hour. Actually, I think I turned off the heat about 50 minutes and let it sit in the covered pot for another 10 minutes or so, and then uncovered the pot, let it cool down to room temperature, and then I stashed the chicken. Well, we ate we did eat the dark meat, and I stashed the breasts in the refrigerator, and I stashed the broth in the refrigerator. I now have a really, really flavorful, double-cooked, you could say, chicken broth, and some of it's in the and enough that I could put some in the freezer and still have enough to make a really good gravy for the chicken pot pie. So, you know, this is chicken pot pie is chicken in gravy with vegetables, depending on your taste, what vegetables. The classic, of course, are onions, celery, leek maybe, and carrots. I actually had, and peas. Peas are essential as far as I'm concerned, the only vegetable that is. Anyway, I don't love very gluey gravy pot pies. So I was careful not to thicken it, overly thicken this gravy that I'm going to put the chicken in. Maybe I didn't do enough for some people's taste. I do know that if I had made a double crust pie, it would have been a disaster. So I'm glad I made the choice of only making a single crust pie. Because I don't like these over-thickened chicken gravy mixtures. In fact is, I could have eaten this like chicken a la king, hot and poured over toast. Does anybody remember that, those days?
Yeah.
You didn't like it, I'm sure, because you don't like soggy bread. But most people like soggy bread.
I like bread and gravy with brisket, and it has to be rye bread, and it has to be the sauce for the brisket. But other than that...
Well, we always had the brisket with kasha, not, whatever. Anyway, back to chicken pot pie. So this is a production, and I got bored with it in the middle, and I have to do it again now, because even though Bob says it was the best chicken pot pie of his life, and my friend Ellen thought it was a really great chicken pot pie, and she doesn't eat very much, and she took seconds, I still think I could do it better. But I did have a recollection of a restaurant years ago, I don't remember what restaurant it was, someplace I liked, that made, I thought, a clever play on chicken pot pie. They made a really good creamed chicken with vegetables, put it in a big soup bowl kind of thing, a big bowl. You know, back in the 80s, all the bowls were oversized. They put it in a bowl, and they topped it with a pastry circle that had been separately baked. So you had this really good, crunchy, fragile disc of pastry on top of a really good creamed chicken dish. And I guess that's what I was going for, because that's what I did. And it was a really good creamed chicken dish. I'll get back to that in a second. And the pastry cooked perfectly on top.
Okay, so I had a question that I thought of this morning about that, and I don't know if it will work, so that's why I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
What if you did the bottom
front pre-baked separately? The bottom? When you say the bottom, you mean?
Bottom crust. You cooked basically the crust without the top as a step, and then put in the cream chicken, and then put the top on?
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Pre-bake the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It's way more work. I'm just wondering
I'm going to make it next time. In order to have a bottom crust, you also have to have a filling that holds itself together.
Yeah.
And mine did not. Mine was like a chowder more than it was the filling for a pot pie that you could slice into a wedge. We spooned ours out, and I don't mind doing that. Because the texture of the... So back to the chicken for a second. I poached this chicken, let it cool, and the next day I shredded it with my fingers off the bone. It made about a quart. These two big breasts made about a quart of shredded chicken, which is about right. And it was extremely, extremely tender. In fact, it reminded me of the Chinese velvet chicken. And in fact, that is a way to cook chicken if you want to use it for chicken salad or for some other dish. You put the chicken in a pot that holds it, but just, you know, you don't want it, a lot of pot around it. You cover it, and this is the Chinese method, you cover it with water, I don't know, a good 10 to 15 peppercorns, a tablespoon of salt. You cover the pot over high heat. You bring it to a boil. And when the steam starts coming out from under the cover, even a tight cover, there's no pot that has such a tight cover that you won't see steam when it's boiling. You turn off the heat and you let it sit for 2 hours. And it cooks in the residual heat of the pot. And it's really velvety, so that's why we call it velvet chicken. Anyway, this results in a very, very tender chicken. So I started out with just a quarter of a cup of butter and a quarter of a cup of flour, and I made a roux, meaning I stirred them together over heat for a couple of minutes. And then I added 2 cups of my good chicken broth and made a nice thickened gravy. This was not really enough for the 4 cups of chicken. So, and it wasn't very thick either. So almost every recipe you read everywhere, even in books, online, says 2 tablespoons of flour per cup of milk for a nice thickened gravy. Well, for gravy, but not for this. You need more. So I decided to make another quarter cup of flour and butter, roux, and add only 1 cup of liquid to that. By the way, this is all before I added any cream. And then I stirred that into my not quite thickened enough mixture. So just to tell you the process here. So in the end, I would say you want a half a cup of butter, a half a cup of flour, and a quart of, and 3 cups, rather, of chicken broth. And that'll make a nice gravy, to which you can add a half a cup or so of heavy cream to make it really rich. By the way, this is not for dieters. This is not for anybody who's on low anything diet. Or watching their weight. This is rich with cream, butter, cream and butter mainly, and then pastry, of course. Pastry ends up as not so fattening, but because you don't eat that much of it. Anyway, you mix this all together. Now, vegetables. So I did not put carrots in mine. I put in a peas, a whole 10-ounce package of frozen peas, and I happened to have my own roasted peppers in the refrigerator, so I put in, it was about really two big peppers worth of roasted, diced, and I had some mushrooms in the fridge, so I chunked them up, not into tiny pieces. Let's say I halved the mushrooms and then cut them across four times, so, you know, they were big chunks. Sauteed first in butter, and they shrink a lot, you know. And then add that to the sauce, and that was it. That was salt, pepper, nutmeg, a little nutmeg. I could have used an herb probably, like thyme would be nice in this. I did have sage, and maybe I could have put some sage in, but anyway, I didn't. So that's it. And I put that in my, and when I put this on the table, my friend Ellen said, oh, I have one of those from my mother. Well, I'm old enough to have one of these from me. But it's, I'm not sure they make it anymore, Pyrex pie plate, glass pie plate with fluting around the edge. I mean, it's glass, but they fluted it, and two little handles. If you have a plate like that, I find that pie plate to be extremely handy for so many things. I decided not to make the two-crust pie. Sorry. Next time I am going to make a two-crust pie, but then I'm going to have to make even more flour in the mixture, which doesn't please me. Anyway, baked at 450 for about 14, 15 minutes. I should have put an egg glaze on the top, but I didn't, and so it didn't look as pretty as it could have. You have to remember to make not only slits in the top pastry, but maybe even a big hole in the middle of the top pastry to let steam escape from the filling. And it really was delicious. It just wasn't, I'm not sure it was worth the whole effort, which was an effort. So I may go back to KFC and do theirs.
Well, sure sounds good.
I don't know. I'm going to be like Mike, our engineer, and shop around in the frozen food case. I'm sure there's some good ones out there. They got to be. You say Stouffer's?
Yeah, they do. The point is, and more people are realizing this, and I'm, you know, very picky. The list of ingredients that they have been slipping, not mentioned.
I know. But there must be. Let me say, my neighbor who shops at the Park Slope Co-op, the oldest food co-op in the country. I don't shop there, but it's there. She says they have, and they have everything is, you know, pure, organic, whatever. And they apparently have a frozen pot pie.
Yes, and I don't want to ruin
her day,
but the problem with the pure, it's like if you know who made it and they literally, you know, is pure, that's one thing. But the so the organic brands that we have all been told are pure, have their own issues that are just
well. Let me say, my mother served this as a convenience food. We got it on a Saturday night when she and my father would go out to eat. Or I guess maybe on a card playing or mahjong playing night. She had to leave earlier, so I don't remember. I do remember them on Saturday nights, though, when I also liked, I must say, a TV dinner. It was a treat to me. You know, the fried chicken with mashed potatoes. That's the one I liked. Anyway, this was a convenience food, so you know I'm all for it. I mean, if I can find a good one that I just pop in the oven, I'm all for it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Just because
less work for Mother, or in this case, less work for Arthur.
Well, also, what you have articulated essentially during the show is a bit of, it's a commitment. You got to.
Yes. You know, I guess it was worth it for those who ate it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I make these production things, I don't want to eat them in the end. I eat them actually, I do have leftovers, so I will eat them today. I have the filling left over. Yeah. Nothing that I baked off, but there was more. I made more than fit into that dish. But so I do have some, and I think I might have it on toast.
And there you are with your chicken, your cream chicken on toast.
Chicken a la King. I love Chicken a la King. And they recently ran Craig Claiborne's. We all remember, I hope and pray,
right?
Craig Claiborne. But Craig Claiborne ran a recipe, I don't know, it's going to be 40 years ago or more, and they just reran it in the Times. That also piqued my appetite for chicken pot pie. So, and it was just chicken
there was
a la
also
cake,
recently a...
which was indeed served on toast points. Nobody even knows what that means anymore, toast points. So, but I'm old.
Come sit next to me.
Come sit next to me. You can look young.
I always like that line.
Yeah, it's a good one. So anyway, everybody have a great week. I think we're supposed to have great weather. The Connecticut, what do I want to call it, calendar says that Mother's Day, we're fully leafed out. Are you fully leafed out?
No, but that's okay.
It was Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day early or something?
A little.
But that's
part of the, that's part of the, let's call it a time loop that people don't, it's like, oh, wow, because Mother's Day can be as late as the,
No, it can't be later than the 15th, I think.
Right, can also be the third. It can't be later than... And I always get confused. It's like Thanksgivings, early Thanksgivings, late Thanksgivings.
So, Jewish holidays, they're never on time. They're either early or late, we say. So, anyway, everybody enjoy what's going to be good weather this week, at least.
Okay.
Take care. And find me and write to me. If you know of a really good chicken pot pie, I'd love to hear about it. And mmiles@robinhoodradio.com.
And with that, we thank you, Arthur Schwartz, the food mensch, and keep those cards and letters coming on Robin Hood Radio.